Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It is, of course, the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Wednesday, April 10th.
Yeah.
Let's dive right into it. Getting older on a wet nose Wednesday, better with a pet.
Yeah, this worked out perfectly for our cute little Conrad puppy today.
Yeah, 2,000 adults aged 50 to 80 were surveyed. They found 55% said they owned at least one pet, most of them dogs. And what they found was the majority of the owners said that their pets boosted their mental and physical health. 90% said their animals helped them enjoy life and feel loved. 80% said that their pet helped reduce stress, and nearly 75% said their pet gave them a sense of purpose.
Seems like, that's so true.
Seems like a nursing home should have pets. I don't know if they're allowed. I know pets can visit, but maybe it's just too much to try to clean up after everybody.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably, but it's the stress relief thing is so real. I'm sure you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, but I can't tell you how many times my cat has come up and just sat next to my face while I cried. That's so sweet.
You can't beat unconditional love.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely. This is interesting here because chicken nuggets, once king of the chicken world, seems to be losing its grip. There's a consumer group out there that says that they measured chicken nugget sales in the last third quarter of 2018.
All right, let's look at the chart over here, Chris. They're declining slightly.
As you notice, chicken nugget sales have been down 3% from last quarter.
What are we going to do?
They say that we're gonna spin the wheel of excuses.
Yeah, what
and
we got?
That we borrowed it from the gas stations, and they now have it as three things. One of them is health concerns about the processed meat. Media attention, don't know what that means, and new competition. Competition from the chicken strip.
Oh, I was thinking frogs or something. I mean, what else could it be?
No, instead of our nugget, we're going for the chicken strip, or dare I say, the boneless wing.
Oh, boy. Okay. I still don't know where the McNugget is on the chicken.
I never understood the whole boneless wing thing. I'm like, that's just a giant chicken nugget.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's
the same reason you call a roach a palmetto bug.
Yeah, right? No, just let's call it a spade a spade here.
No, the palmetto bugs will fly into your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gross.
I think like there's the German cockroach. They'll just crawl over your food.
Ugh, so gross. I'm getting grossed out thinking about it.
Yeah. Trust me. I remember as a kid one time putting a shoe on with the palmetto bug inside of it.
Oh, are you serious?
I think I might burn down the house.
Kill it with fire.
I don't even think I wore those shoes anymore.
Man.
And I was so creeped out about it. I had shock putting any type of shoe on
after
that.
Did you squish it, too?
No. It was just moving around in my foot. I'm like, oh, I couldn't kick
it
off.
Was? Oh,
I couldn't
dude.
Kick the shoe off fast enough, and there this little thing crawling out.
Gross.
Sure scared more than I was.
Wow.
That's maybe why I wear flip-flop for quite a while, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Since we are getting into the summer mode, this is kind of interesting. It's a study that talked about a lot of the SPF moisturizers that we use, especially women when it comes to makeup. A lot of the makeup has SPF protection in it, and then you have some of the moisturizers which you put on to rehydrate your face.
And you think you're getting like a two-for-one. I'm protecting myself against UV rays, and I'm moisturizing the skin.
Well, they do work. The problem is we're not applying them correctly. Researchers found that nearly 17% of the face was missed when these creams were applied with added SPF, compared to just 11% with their traditional sunscreen methods.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think people realize you're missing your eyelids.
Yeah.
This is something I learned today. I never thought about getting my eyelids.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of the sunblock.
Well, you got to be careful, too, because it burns if it gets in your eyes.
Right.
Just have to really be careful the way you apply it. And for me, too, it's also the top of my nose, because it's easy to kind of glaze over that area while you're, concentrating on saturating your cheeks. But that's actually the part that burns the least. That and the top of your forehead. Very top, right?
Yeah,
and then hairline.
And then it talks about a couple things in between where your eye and the bridge of your nose.
Right.
That's an area
yeah.
that's missed. And then actually the crease between your nose and your upper lip, that's missed a lot of times too.
And those are like the number one places where skin cancer gets its purchase right there.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the basal cell sarcoma begins. 80% of the cases begin there.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of important. You're thinking that you're under protection using these SPF moisturizers. In reality, you're not. I would go for them, by the way. Any SPF protection is better than none.
Oh, no question about it.
I think what they're talking talking about this one is that if you know you're going to be at the pool or outside all day doing yard sales or yard work, go ahead and opt in for these, you know, the regular sunscreen, because it's designed for that. And then, you know, when you're just kind of out and about, normally going, you know, day-to-day work, going to the car and everything, the SPF moisturizer should do its job of protecting your skin. The whole idea is to make sure that those UV rays are blocked out of your skin.
Right.
Let's talk about squeezing more life out of your clothes washer and dryers.
Boy, Jane and I both learned something, that the washer has a clean cycle.
Yeah, like your oven. I never even knew that.
I didn't either. That's what we learned today.
A lot of the newer ones have these features in them. Most manufacturers said you should get about 10 years of life out of your laundry appliances. But if you put a little extra tender love care into it, TLC, you actually could get a couple more years out of it. They say, first off, use the correct amount of laundry detergent, correct amount of fabric softener if you use the liquid kind, and then the bleach as well. And here's what happens is that you think you maybe have an extra dirty clothes and you put in more dishwashing detergent. The problem is that...
Not dishwasher, but washer detergent, yeah.
Laundry detergent, laundry. I'm sorry. Not, you don't put dishwasher.
Yeah, no, don't
that's
do
a
that.
Whole different discussion right there. That's a Lucy episode.
Yeah. What they say is that your machine is actually going to use extra rinse cycles to get the extra soap out, therefore using
that.
It longer.
That's interesting. So it kind of knows when it needs to get the soap out of there.
Right.
So you're making it work harder than it needs to.
And then, you know, let's be honest, the biggest pain in the butt, the dryer vent.
Yeah, it really
moving
is.
Moving the dryer and cleaning out the vent that comes from your dryer to the outside, that is so important. First, it's a fire... prevention, fire hazard, having all that lint in there. And then secondly, your dryer, as you would say, Storm, it just doesn't work efficiently if it's blocked.
I've been in the new house for 10 years. We built the house. So everything's new in there. And at 10 years, we had never done the dryer vent because it's such a pain. I have the washer and dryer upstairs in between the two bedrooms, and it goes through the roof. So I couldn't get to it. I had to hire a guy to do it. But when we got through, it would cut the dryer time in half.
That's right. So your dryer's not working as hard, therefore you can get just a little bit more life out of it here.
And your electric bill.
Yeah. And they say also not to overload your machine with comforters, Jeannie. Make sure that they're level. That's something I never really thought about. But if it's not leveled, it's not working properly.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When it sounds like it's coming to eat you. Yes. Like I'll be watching TV and everything will be fine. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, 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 like so loud.
Yeah, really? Some wet towels. Wet towels on one side. It's out of balance, and it sounds like it's walking across the room.
To attack you.
Yeah. You know, and some of the newer hoses actually have metal around it, but they say that the rubber inside the hose, every 5 years you should replace your hose.
That's interesting.
Just to be on the safe side.
I guess I got to do that now.
And then they talk about the cleaning cycle of your washing machine. You check your owner's manual. Mine has it, and it's a long process. It takes around 3 to 4 hours. But usually what I'll do is I'll stick it on at night before I go to bed.
Oh, okay.
It's so quiet you never hear it anyways. Yeah. But that will actually get all the residue soap that's inside the drum of the washing machine, get that all out. By the way, this is from Consumer Reports, so I'm quoting here for them. They actually say, according to Consumer Reports, the first 5 years of ownership of a washing machine, around 26% of them newly purchased washers have some sort of failure on it.
Like 1 in 4. That's a lot, actually.
Yeah, so it's either going to have a repair. You might want to consider getting the extra warranty is what I'm getting at.
Okay, extended warranty.
And then they say about 17% of dryers, they don't have as many moving parts, but they do have problems with them. So.
Okay.
And then we found out that apparently you can lock your phone by putting in the passcode wrong so many times that it takes 49 years for you to re-enter it.
You're going
to
need a 3-year-old, though.
Yeah, a 3-year-old actually locked out this guy's iPad. And
he kept entering the wrong password, and each time he does it, it says, you can't come in for an hour. You can't go in for 2 hours. And it keeps
going. How many times would he – I mean, he must have been doing that all day.
I know that Scott had a work iPhone that he forgot the password for, and he tried it a few times, and then it started locking him out every 15 minutes, and then he didn't do it again. Then it was 30 minutes, and it kept adding time into it.
So that's this kid must have done it a bunch of times, because it locked the dad out for 49 years?
Yeah, actually for 25,536,442 minutes.
Okay.
So that equates to by 2016, he should be able to unlock his iPad.
2068.
Apple actually says that when you get to that particular point, in essence, the machine's going to start erasing itself because it thinks it's been, you know, someone's trying to hack into it.
Then it's going to just burn up and explode.
So they say basically, if this ever happens to you, the best thing is just to restore it to the factory settings. Of course, that's going to erase everything. So hopefully, you have a nice fresh backup on your iCloud to repopulate your iPad or iPhone.
Backup your your devices.
Yeah, there's a person here at work that I keep trying in vain to get them to do the iPhone, iCloud.
Yeah.
And it just it freaks me out because I'm like,
some people it's too mysterious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of our older representatives here.
But and then finally we learned about the Cadbury cream egg flavored mayonnaise.
It got 19 nopes from Janie and I and Chris.
Well, every time I hear it said out loud again, I'm just like,
you have to think about that Cadbury cream egg. Ooh, it's gooey and it's sweet. Then there's mayonnaise.
Well,
neither of those.
I really think Heinz is having a little sales problem because these are all Heinz products. You've noticed this year that they've been combining ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise. What is it called? May must.
And Cranch. They got ranch dressing and ketchup.
Yeah, they're just combining things. And why not? It's the spirit of Easter. Why not throw the Cadbury cream egg in there as well?
But where would you do the taste test, Chris?
You do this in London, England. So thank God it's not here.
But shouldn't you do it somewhere where there are adult beverages are served?
Oh, at a London brewery.
There we go.
For a limited time this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But there was an article. This came from The Guardian, a UK newspaper. They actually found some journalists, some editors, to go in there and taste test it.
All right,
here's how it started. You imagine they first get to the bar, they look at the thing, and they go, "I say, our initial thoughts were it looked like a mustard that had gone off months ago, meaning it had gone bad, and therefore it's the last thing we wanted to eat." I imagine after three or four beers, their perception changed on a little bit because they said after a while they were going back for multiple servings and they reported that it was, quote, almost like a melted white chocolate with a little bit of savory spicy kick. Mm-mm. Almost like a chocolate chili mix.
I don't know.
Feel like that's very strange.
I don't know. What would you use it on?
That's my question.
Yeah. What would you do? Like potato salad, BLT? I don't know.
Maybe,
tuna?
Maybe just right out of the jar.
Probably just french fries.
You don't sit on the couch with a can of mayonnaise and just start licking it on the spoon?
So nasty.
Yeah, you're right. That's
Mayonnaise is one of those condiments that like people like, but at the same time it's just gross. Like the weird suction noise it makes coming out of the jar to begin with, and then on the sandwich it's just gross. And when
it's
it sits
disgusting.
Too long it gets clear.
Can I go on record saying mayonnaise is absolutely disgusting?
Yeah, right.
And I knew I was in the southern part of the United States coming from California because one of my first jobs, because in radio, if you're ever thinking about joining radio, first off, you're never anything until you've been fired at least twice. Secondly, understand that you're probably going to do some side work because you aren't going to get paid enough to pay the bills. So one of my side jobs is I worked at a gas station.
Uh-huh.
They had the little, the hot dog thing. It was on the
rollers?
The Ferris wheel
of hot dogs?
Yes. There was a construction crew working next door, and they would come in, and I would go clean up after them where they would make their makeup. And it wasn't relish or mustard or ketchup. It was packages of mayonnaise. They were squirting
on the
hot dogs.
That's interesting.
And I was like, that is absolutely disgusting.
All right. When I worked construction, I was in college in the summer. I worked construction. I worked with this guy. He would go in for his snack would be, he would get sweet rolls and a can of sardines and mustard. And he would make a little mustard sardine sandwich using sweet rolls.
Ugh.
I know. That's what I say. I says, this guy has an incredible palate.
I would just stay clear of him about 2 hours later.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully he's working the scaffolding below you.
I'm not going to hold your ladder, okay? No.
So there you go. There's our show for today, Wednesday, April 10th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.